This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Ali Reza Jafarzadeh. He is the former spokesman for the Iranian parliament in exile, and he is the man who first warned the West about Iran's latest nuclear intentions. We want to get his thoughts today on reports circulating in Israeli newspapers and elsewhere that the Iranians may now be just 8 weeks or 2 months away from actually producing a nuclear weapon. And Ali Reza, it's good to have you with us again.
Great pleasure to be on your show always.
There are so many different projections that we've heard over the last few years about how close they are to a weapon, how close they are to a delivery system for that weapon. So anytime these reports come out, it's always worth discussing how credible the information is. Based on your expert knowledge and what you know of the current progress in Iran, how believable are these reports?
I've seen those reports appearing in some newspapers here in the United States as well. Of course, you can never know for sure how advanced the Iran regime's nuclear weapons program is, because the entire program has been secret. It has been kept secret by the Iran regime. And basically, much of what we already know is not because Tehran revealed it, but because the main Iranian opposition, as you said earlier, the Mujahideen Khalq, the MEK, revealed it. So whatever we know already, and based on the IAEA inspection of some of the nuclear sites that the IAEA has had access to, Tehran has about 57 kilograms of 20% enriched uranium and a total of about 4,100 kilograms roughly of low-enriched uranium. What does that mean? That means that Iran does have the capability to further enrich that 20% uranium and up to the 90%. And once they have enough of that, then that would give them enough material for at least one nuclear bomb. With the amount that they have now, it's not enough, at least based on what we already know. But remember that the Iran regime's officials have announced earlier that by September 2011, which is about, you know, 2-3 months from now, they would have 120 kilograms of 20% enriched uranium. That's about the borderline of how much you actually need to eventually turn that into enough fissile material for one nuclear bomb. So theoretically speaking, within a few months, they may very well be in the range of having enough fissile material. The next question is the technology to actually build a bomb. And I think that's the big secret, that no one knows how advanced they are. But the information we're getting is that they have been working on it extensively. This is the most secretive part of their program. There are certain units that under the control of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards has been working on nuclear warheads. And in the latest report by the IAEA, there are references to some experiments and the activities that Iran has been doing related to nuclear trigger and some military application of the nuclear activities that has no other explanation except using them for the bomb. So am I concerned? Yes, certainly I'm concerned. Whether the two-month period is accurate, I don't know. There's no way we can find out about that.
We're talking with Ali Reza Jafarzadeh. And Ali, in terms of delivery systems, we've obviously seen some missile tests in recent years. That's a little bit harder for them to hide if they're going to determine whether these things can work. How far along in the process are they in developing that?
Well, in terms of the delivery system, we know that they are working on a number of missiles. They already have Shahab-3, and they are working on more advanced missiles. They have Qadar 101 and 110, and some other more advanced form of Shahab could be used to turn them into nuclear warheads. How far advanced they are on that, I don't know, but I know there are, within the missile program of the Iran regime, the most secretive part of the missile program is the part that is working on the nuclear warhead, that they have one operation in the Khojir area near Tehran that they're working on nuclear warheads. And remember that the overall nuclear program is increasingly brought under the control of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. That's a signal that which direction they're going. Remember, the new head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Fereydoon Abbasi, is a former commander of the Revolutionary Guards, who worked for the Revolutionary Guards, who taught at the Revolutionary Guards institutions, and who was on top of the most advanced enrichment program of the Iranian regime. So you see more of a control of the military and less of the civilian part of it. And I think that's the accurate picture we have now.
Just a couple of minutes left with Ali Reza Jafarzadeh and a couple of quick questions in that time, sir. First of all, the reports we're also seeing suggest that airstrikes, military strikes are no longer really an option to do much damage in stopping this nuclear program. I know that's never been your desire to see that tactic used in order to stop this. I know you believe that it needs to come from within the country, and we've seen attempts to do that over the past 2 to 3 years. What's the right policy for the U.S. administration and our allies to have as we seem to be getting closer to midnight on this Iranian nuclear project?
Absolutely. I think there is a growing voice in Washington, both on the Republican side and the Democratic side. Senior former administration officials who have been dealing with national security, terrorism, and proliferation issues, from former Homeland Security Tom Ridge to John Bolton to Judge Michael Mukasey, former Attorney General, three consecutive chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and then on the other side of the aisle, General James Jones, General Wesley Clark, Governor Bill Richardson, and a whole host of others who have been saying that the most influential policy would be the policy of encouraging change from within, and that cannot happen unless the main Iranian opposition, the Mujahideen Khalq, the MEK, is removed from the State Department's terrorist list. And they see that as a major obstacle, that they see that as a leftover signal of the old policy of rapprochement or appeasement, if you will. And they feel that the main opposition that was instrumental in exposing these nuclear sites and inciting the demonstrations inside the country need to be its hands freed and operate in full throttle rather than being designated and pay the consequences for the designation. They also believe that keeping the main opposition on the terrorist list sends the wrong signal to Ahmadinejad and Khamenei, who continue to defy the international community and suppress dissent inside the country.
Last question, sir, real quickly. Obviously, anytime Iran would get a nuclear device, American forces in Iraq, potentially Afghanistan, certainly Israel could be a target. But especially now, at a time when the entire region is in such a volatile state, what's the impact of Iran potentially getting a nuclear weapon in the next couple months?
Well, you certainly don't want to see that kind of a situation at all, because I think that's very damaging for all the countries in the region, including U.S. allies. Even the Arab countries who are experiencing Arab Spring are going to face a setback, because what you want to see is a weakened Iranian regime, if not regime change in Iran, because Tehran is trying to exploit the situation in the Arab Spring. So every effort should be done to prevent Iran from getting the bomb, and every effort should be done to side with the people of Iran who are already rising up trying to change the regime in Iran. A democratic, free, and non-nuclear Iran would have a significant impact in the turn of events in the entire region.
And very quickly, is it most likely that if they did develop this device, it would be used for a test and not necessarily as a threat or a saber-rattling for the region?
Well, knowing these ayatollahs, anything could be expected from them. Remember, they're already causing tremendous trouble for the whole world. They're already the world's leading state sponsor of terror. Even without the bomb, they're calling for wiping countries off the face of the map. So I think they have left no mercy on their own population, and they have been behind major terrorist attacks in the region. So I wouldn't think that they just want it for saber rattling. I think they believe that if they have it and if the opportunity comes, they would use it.
Very sobering indeed. Ali Reza, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Great pleasure, always.
Thank you, sir. Ali Reza Jafarzadeh is the former spokesman for the Iranian Parliament in exile. He is the man who warned the West first of Iran's latest nuclear weapons intentions. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.